Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. Well, things are starting to gradually open up a little bit, and we all have our fingers crossed that it's a good idea. Certainly is for the economy, but we don't know yet about the health. On the personal front, a little bit of good news. I got my inbox emptied earlier this week for the first time in about 6 weeks, and then I lost control of it again, but I'm hoping over the weekend I get it back to empty again, because that's a stressor I don't need. More jeans to a restaurant. I got them on. I can't say they're as comfortable as they were before the pandemic. Dr. Pescatore called it the quarantine 15. I think I haven't gotten 15, but I might have gotten 10 of that. So that means that when our gym opens up again on the 18th, I'm out of excuses for not exercising. I've needed a haircut since back in February, so I'm kind of waiting for the... I'm glad this is radio, because I'm just struggling to find a hairstyle I can do long, and I have a one-inch ponytail. That isn't going to work, because it also takes about 50 bobby pins to hold things in place. And laughing at me across the room is our guest today. You're going to be very happy to have the opportunity to pick up the phone, give a call, and get two opinions. I have a conventionally trained doctor in the studio, and he bravely came to the studio. I'll have to tell you, that's how you know for sure I'm not here in my pajamas, because otherwise it's just Ed, our producer, and I, and he wouldn't care. So I actually put on regular clothes to come in and not sweats today. Just a heads up so you can plan. The first Friday in June is Donut Awareness Day, and we try to stay up on these things. But here's one I really do care about. That was a joke. This week is National Nurses Week. And despite what you might have heard on the evening news, if you Google the National Nurses Day, you'll find out it's the 12th of May, not the 9th. I think they made it like the 7th or the 8th. And it was in celebration of Florence Nightingale's birthday in 1820. And you longtime listeners know that I really love nurses. They just, I think, are the glue that holds the system together, because they are often the most contact that the patients have, and they care so very much, and they're usually just really sweet people. I can almost spot one on the street. They stand out. Well, get your pencils ready, because as soon as I get back, I'm going to give the phone number for the show, because this show is about answering your health questions. We're not going to limit it to COVID-19 or any particular topic, so it's free for all. I'll give it out now, but again, when we get back, 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and we'll be right back with Dr. Luis Torres.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
And newsletter subscribers already know who's on the show, and they have the phone number handy, but for everybody else, it's 800-281-8255. And remember, you get to listen to the show while you're on hold, so you won't be missing anything. Again, it's 800-281-8255, or 800-281-TALK, if you'd like to remember it that way. And if you're shy, you can tell Ed. He'll type your question and put it on a screen for me. But we do like to hear from you if we can. My guest, and I'll have to say, I admire his bravery and really mine, because I do have him on at the risk of making the wait times for my appointments longer, because he's the kind of doctor everybody is looking for. It's what I get calls for. And over the years, I have referred many, many people to Louis A. Torres, Jr., MD. He is a conventionally trained physician, but he's done a lot of advanced study, even in vitamins, supplements, B12s, hormones, physical therapy, and acupuncture, which is quite unusual. And that aside, we're going to do kind of a, if this were a police show, we'd be doing good cop, bad cop. In this case, we're doing conventional cop, natural nutritional cop, and I will be playing that latter part as best I can. He's exceedingly well qualified for the first part of that, and he's an award-winning physician in Plano, Texas, in internal medicine, and I'll give some of his other qualifications as we go along, but I don't want to use up this whole first segment just giving his CV. Dr. Torres, thank you so much for being with us today.
You are welcome.
We're going to take your calls, and I hope that we will get some so that we can drill down to specifics that people are interested in. But I wanted to ask you about a couple of things from your website to explain.
Sure.
Active listening. Tell me why you practice active listening. What does that mean, and how does it impact your practice?
Well, active listening is listening to the patient, looking at the patient, eye contact, hearing what they have to say, and then giving it back to them as you interpret it, so that they have the definite feeling they've been heard, that you understand their concerns. And I was trained to be an active listener, and we were told as interns and residents, if we would just be quiet, the patient will give you the disease and the cure. And the funny thing is,
I don't think that's in the curriculum for all medical schools.
No, there was nothing in the medical school about that. There's a lot of things that aren't in medical school that help you be a successful doctor. When I say successful, I mean helping people. The funniest study I read was they put doctors into a room with a patient, and they interviewed this practice patient for their illness, and give the prescriptions and what have you. Then when they came out, the doctors didn't really know they were being timed on this, but it was how long did they let the patient talk?
27 seconds.
Oh, give me a break. Okay. This is what the doctors would say. Oh, I let her talk for 5 minutes. She rattled on for 7 minutes. About 3 or 4 minutes. The longest a doctor waited before asking questions about that disease was 12 seconds.
I think what I was thinking of was how long into when the doctor comes in the room, how long is it before he's interrupted, he or she, and either by somebody coming into the room or the need to put something on the computer, which distracts from the conversation. So
yeah,
if they did that study again, my bet is it would go, the time would go down because there are so many more requirements now of various kinds.
Well, there are. There's a computer in each of my exam rooms and probably most doctors' exam rooms now. You have to put the data in the note, in the information, because you will not remember it tomorrow, maybe, and certainly not 1 or 3 months from now when the patient comes back. So you have to take good notes, explain the story in your notes. Computers have made it all legible. Before that, it was Dr. Scribble. And if you looked at another doctor's chart, you spend half the time trying to decipher what you were reading. What I found is if you just walk in the room, sit still, put your hands across your lap, look them in the eye and say, how can I help you? And listen, like I said, actively, until you get to the essence of the problem. And then you start typing and putting the information in. Doctors have become transcriptionists.
Yeah.
We used to walk out of the room talking to a microphone. Somebody turned that into notes, into a sticky pad, and went to the chart. Of course, she had to go back and proofread it and make sure it was accurate. And that took time. When you're the transcriptionist, when you're typing in the information or clicking on the buttons, you know exactly what's going in the note. And
that makes you a better typist than I am. Because I have to proofread my stuff. I'm surprised sometimes you've gotten your hand one key over of the home keys. You can type some really interesting garbage.
But you sure can. High school typing was probably one of the best courses I took in high school.
Yeah, little did you know how important that would become for a physician.
Well, and you need to be able to type and look at the patient, not turn your back. There was a panel that came out in a doctor journal, and the doctor's at the computer terminal, and he's typing, and he goes, what brings you in today, Miss Johnson? Well, Miss Johnson is sitting on an exam table behind him with a nail in her head. And so you have to be positioned. You have to be comfortable. You do spend a lot of time on the computer, just like a programmer. Yeah. And
I was always taught that the history is the gold standard. If you get a good history, and that's part of what you're doing, they're giving you the recent history, but the more you know about their case as a whole, the better decision you're going to make. And they have more at stake than you do, so they've been thinking about this around the clock, whatever it is, and have dug up some information that may be helpful to both of you.
Yes, they've been on Dr. Google and Dr. Yelp and Yahoo, have an idea of what's going on. I've had people come in and tell me their diagnosis or what they think it is and what treatment they need. And sometimes they're on and sometimes they're off.
And if they watch the evening news, they know what drug they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a scary thing to me. I don't really care for that at all. We have a call. Mary in Houston, welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Yes.
You have a question?
Hello, Mary.
Sure. Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So what my concern is, and of course as a lady, I'm thinking it's hormonal. I went to the dermatologist, don't know. She said it's traction alopecia. But I wanted to know what can I do to regrow the hair around the edges? And do you think it's more hormonal?
You don't mind
because also
the edges
I'm getting
of your scalp?
Yes.
Traction alopecia is where you pull your hair back into a ponytail or some type of hairdo. There's a lot of traction pulling on that hair follicle. It actually pulls it out by the root. And
but I don't do that.
And you don't
That's
do that.
That's why I think she misdiagnosed it. But I want to know how can I grow it back. Because also, you know, the upper lip, I'm getting the dark pigmentation. It's not hair, but it's dark as if you're outlining a mustache.
See, and that's two separate issues.
Okay.
First of all, to get the hair to come back and traction alopecia is difficult. There are certain medications that encourage hair growth that are off-label usage. In other words, the FDA has not approved them for that use. But but if you wait for that to happen, then you'll be waiting a long time. We use a lot of medicines off-label if they're safe and helpful. So you need to talk to somebody about that. As far as the darkness is concerned, the more melanin and more pigment we have naturally, if we have any kind of inflammation, we're going to hyperpigment in that area. So anything that's irritating your skin is going to make it darker. So you have to look at what kind of makeup you're wearing, water-based, oil-based, that type of thing.
Okay.
I wear no makeup.
All right. Mary, hang on. We'll continue this discussion after this break coming up. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and we really appreciate these sponsors. They were handpicked because they are products or services that I'm proud of and either use or would be happy to use for my family. Be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from HBNShow.com. Or call 817-481-6342. Your host, Marty Whittakin here. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I have always suggested that clients take a multivitamin mineral. But I can no longer say that grocery store multis are better than nothing. Those highly advertised brands contain nearly useless amounts of poorly absorbed nutrients, as well as worrisome chemicals. They fool people into thinking that they're covered nutritionally when they are not. I was thrilled that nutrition expert Bill Sardi formulated Molecular Multi. I take Molecular Multi because it's the most complete multivitamin mineral I have ever seen. It contains serious amounts of important nutrients that are missing even in fine health food store brands. I've reduced the number of vitamin bottles in my cupboard and saved money. I'll bet you will too. Go to lifespannnutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731. Of course, those details are also on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
I promised to give you more information about Dr. Torres as we went along. He's an Aggie, first of all. He then got his medical degree, just showing how broad-minded he is, from the University of Texas Medical School. And I guess had his hook 'em horns revoked at that point. But he did his internship at Methodist Hospital of Dallas and his residency. So you can see he's got a wonderful conventional background. But I'm also impressed that he has won several awards, including the Patient Choice Award in 2011. And among his hobbies are exercise, martial arts, scuba diving, and yoga. So we were on the phone with Mary in Houston talking about alopecia, and which, for those not familiar with that, and you didn't get that out of the conversation, is a loss of hair. And we can transition to talking about alopecia areata, but you were saying that the darkness on her lip might be some kind of irritation. Maybe it's from biting her lip over this whole COVID-19 thing.
That's always a possibility. The biochemical reactions that happen here is inflammation attracts white blood cells. Melanocytes, which promote pigment, tag along. So darker skinned individuals, when they get an inflammatory response, will tend to get a darker reaction to that response. And that goes across the scale from Caucasian, Hispanic, Middle Eastern, or whatever. There are ways to treat that, though. I mean, there's, don't know if I'm really allowed to plug anybody on this, but commonly uses isotretinoin or Retin A type products, mm-hmm. Actually lighten the skin. Not, they don't lighten your normal skin. They lighten the hyperpigmented skin. And there's alpha hydroxy products, and they're all over the stores at Walgreens and where have you. And sometimes some of them work, some of them don't. Some can actually cause irritation, and that worsens the whole problem. You want to, if you have problems with hyperpigmentation, you definitely got to be wearing sunscreen religiously before you walk out the door. And the sun will negate any positive effects you've made with creams or prescription creams or corticosteroids. It will just reverse the process, and you'll pigment right back up.
Maybe put an extra layer over the dark spot.
Definitely. Definitely. So. People go, well, I'm wearing a baseball cap. I'm covered. Well, a baseball cap has a sun protection factor formula of 5. Okay. So we can buy over the counter 20, 30, 50, 60. So a hat alone, it will help the forehead more, but definitely not the lower face.
Well, Mary, thank you for your call. I mentioned alopecia areata because that comes up pretty often. I hear from people, and that's more of a spotty loss of hair. And
right.
As I understand it, autoimmune related.
Yes, it's autoimmune means body attacking self. For some reason, your cells get tagged with a receptor that says, I'm bad, and your body tries to do something about it. And so autoimmune diseases such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel diseases are all body attacking self. And so alopecia areata is a strange bird. Usually presents as a circular patch of hair loss just randomly on the scalp. It can be on the top of the head, side of the head, back of the head. And there's a lot of debate on how to treat this successfully. And I'm not a dermatologist, but I do know a lot about dermatology. And the first step they use is to decrease the autoimmune response is to use some type of steroid, either cream or injection in that area to help the hair follicles recover.
Well, the other side of the street, what the naturopaths would usually think, and this is counterintuitive, is that, yes, it's on your surface, but it's probably coming from the gut. When the gut is all upset, the bacteria that are supposed to be keeping the immune system educated about what's good and what's not are off duty. And sometimes you can trace these episodes back to too many rounds of antibiotics. And what we would usually start with is fermented foods or a probiotic that is like fermented foods. And in our case, the only one I know of is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. He's a sponsor of this show, most of its 23 years. And so many things go back to that. And another hair loss that I've frequently come across is due to thyroid.
Oh, that's the definite. There are several medical things you need to check when you have hair loss. Iron concentration, anemia, hypothyroidism, looking and screening for lupus are first line. You mentioned something earlier that is profound and people don't quite realize is the history is the most important thing. You cannot treat somebody correctly conventionally or with supplements, vitamins, probiotics, or anything if you don't know exactly what you're treating. And so the diagnosis is key. Very often that comes to a doctor very naturally, but sometimes it doesn't. And that all happens with the listening portion. And there has been an incredibly reduced time spent with the patient across the nation, across the years, as more and more is expected to come out of that visit. The information taking, the documentation, the reviewing of labs, other family members in the room contributing to conversation. And you have a set amount of time that you can spend with a person. And I could spend an hour with every patient easily.
Insurance wouldn't honor you for having done that, though.
No, and
that, and the people in the waiting room that are backed up wouldn't be very happy either.
No, that's exactly right. Unless they know, they're going to get the same treatment.
Yeah.
But a doctor can't run his practice that way. Conventionally, there's just too much to be done.
I find that a lot of things can be, and as you well know, a lot of things can be attributed to thyroid problems. And I think one of the differences in functional medicine per se compared to the standard of care, which is kind of the official cookbook that you won't get in trouble if you follow these guidelines in conventional medicine, is how deep you dig to find the root cause. You want to find the root cause. Somebody comes in and their cholesterol is high and they're tired and their hair is falling out, their eyebrows are disappearing from the outer edges. You're going to think, ah, thyroid. But what was causing the thyroid imbalance? And that's a whole nother conversation of maybe you don't have the time for it to find out, how are you eating a pound of broccoli every day? Or what is the underlying cause of that problem? And sometimes you have to go another layer even deeper than that. And the system is just not set up to support you to do that. So I'm really impressed that you do as much of that as you can under the constraints that you've got.
Well, there's people, your first person you need to please and help is the patient. But there is a big brother concept that goes on in medicine where what you do and your actions have to be justified.
Dr. Torres, I hate to interrupt, but the clock is relentless, and this break is a hard break, so there's no talking over the commercial.
All right.
We'll be right back with Dr. Luis Torres. Please stay with us. Lots more calls to come.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone, serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Louis A. Torres, Jr., medical doctor from Plano, Texas, is in the studio today. We are educating, not practicing medicine, because you can't. Telemedicine is one thing. Radio medicine is, we're not there yet, so understand that. And we're taking calls. I had to cut Dr. Torres off when he was talking about Big Brother, and I know y'all want to hear that. So, Dr. Torres, you want to finish that thought?
Well, there's what's called the standard of care. And the standard of care is what is done in your community for a particular illness. And when you vary from that standard of care, you get raised eyebrows. Raised eyebrows from colleagues or maybe watchboard type agencies like the medical board and what have you. So you need to be able to back yourself up with what you did. So my whole journey into the alternative medicine, integrative medicine, started in medical school. When I was exercising, I was looking for a competitive edge. I started looking at certain vitamins and supplements. And I would talk to the medical doctors on staff, and they would just look at me with blank eyes and go, I don't know anything about that.
Rolling eyes.
Yeah, rolling eyes, yeah, very anti. It's not a mystery that our bodies can heal ourselves. And we need to try to do that through correct nutrition and exercise, sleep, having a balanced life. But sometimes supplements are just very, very helpful. And one of the ones that we talked about before was for anxiety. And we live in very stressful times. Before the pandemic, time constraints puts a strain on your family relationships, your husband-wife relationships. And one of the...
It's called too much of a good thing.
Yes. And the first response very often is going to be from a doctor to give you an anti-anxiety medication, which becomes somewhat self-serving. You become addicted to it, either psychologically or physically. And in the 60s, there was kind of a joke. You would ask the doctor, do you prescribe Valium? And he would say, no. It was the most written prescription in the nation.
Yes.
Mommy's Little Helper, I think they called it.
Yeah, even in 78, there were more than 2.3 billion pills sold, so there was a lot of that.
There's a lot. And I am not saying that traditional medicine is wrong. There, you just have to use common sense. There's a place for everything. I've always been open-minded. Patients have taught me. I'm constantly learning. There's Eastern medicine. There's supplements. There's herbs. Common things that are easily available to help you help yourself without taking a prescription medicine, which has very often side effects, costs, things like that.
Well, I've been trying to recruit you to the natural side ever since I've known you, which is what, I don't know, 15 years or something. And it's because I saw you were already partway there. But most of the docs that, or at least a lot of them that do the kind of medicine you would probably be much happier doing, have concierge setups. They aren't totally dependent on insurance, which likes to call the tune about what you can do and not do based on what they're going to reimburse. And you're being here today is just a testament to how much you care about people getting better. You're willing to put yourself through this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to another caller, Roland. Let's talk to Roland in Plano, Texas. Hi, Roland. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Hey, Marty. It's been so many years. This is Roland Jell.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
My gosh.
I'm not as good as you are, I'll bet, because you're a relentless workout person.
Well, I'm better. I'm better than I deserve, believe me. But anyway, that said, I wanted to call in and laud both of you. Marty, your incredible knowledge of nutrition, you've helped so many people over the years. And then Dr. Torres is my doctor. And the reason he's my doctor is because he's the best doctor on earth. He listens, just like what he was talking about. I send all my clients and my friends to him because he's such a keen listener. And he understands nutrition as well and exercise. So anyway, I just wanted to call in and say hello to both of you.
Hey, Roland.
And just say that, hey, Dr. Torres, how are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Good, good. Well, we visited the other day, and I walked out of there and thought, my gosh, he spent so much time with me. I feel special.
You're special.
Well, we've known each other for probably 20, 25 years. And Marty and I have known each other probably that long or longer. So I think you guys are the two best there are in these fields, understanding each other's struggles and how you can integrate the two things and make it work best for people.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for your call and for your very kind comments, Roland. And you're a good example that we can point to.
Now, Roland is a prime example of how to age gracefully.
Spectacularly.
Yes. That's even a better word.
Personal training now for 41 years, and I'm still doing it full time. And I'm 73 years old. And gosh, I've had one cold in 14 years. And a lot of that is because of the things that you guys are talking about, taking care of the immune system, paying attention to things that are bothering you. For instance, Dr. Torres told me a few years ago that I was slightly on the hypothyroid scale, and probably due to my coffee drinking, it had thrown me into that category, just a small amount. So I'm using natural thyroid, and it's made all the difference in the world. And he's the one who helped me with that.
Well, Roland, I'm glad that we concur, and I hope I run into you in the office one of these days for just both of us being there just for something not at all serious, something routine.
Absolutely. Great. And thank you for your show, Marty. It's just been a blessing so many years now.
Well, it's people like you that keep me going, and that support makes all the difference. Thank you.
Good to hear from you, Roland.
Let's talk to, I pushed the wrong button, to Tracy in Fort Worth. Tracy, will you hang on?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
The music means that I pushed the button a minute too soon. We'll have to wait until after this break, but hang in there with us, please. I do want to talk to you. Okay, well, I know you didn't plant Roland to call in.
No, I did not.
he knew that you were going to be on, and I remember him well, and I remember his wedding, actually. We go way back to when I had health food stores before I decided that I wanted to really focus on education. And you were talking about history. When I was counseling, my history form, people hated it. It was 9 pages long. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause pain. the natural digestive supplement. Garlagest is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
And we go back to Tracy in Fort Worth. I recognize that voice, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, did I do a radio interview with your husband this week?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
And he brought me up to date. I know we've had you on the show for your first book, but I didn't realize that there was another one and that you had done a cross-country bicycle thing. I mean, just epic, from one coast to the other, and you ended up on the Dr. Oz show. So,
yes, 3,527 miles on my bicycle by myself. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think that's fodder for another show, and we'll talk about your newer book. But you called about your type 1 diabetes and COVID-19.
Yes.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah. Okay, so I've lived successfully with type 1 diabetes 42 years. I'm totally well-controlled. I'm anal about my diabetes and have been since I was 17 and diagnosed. But here's my question. All over the news, and it's going to be a best guess. I know you can't diagnose and figure out everything, but all the news, my doctors, even my adult children are saying the same thing. Do not go out because of COVID-19, because everyone's dying with diabetes. I mean, it's just unheard of how many people in New York City is dying from diabetes. Do you all think it's more because of the lifestyle of the type 2 that, 95% of, people with diabetes have type 2 diabetes? Do you think it's caused because they don't follow the healthy practices of so many of us that do follow the stuff that you talk about on this show? Do you think that's it? Or is it maybe because of my autoimmune disease?
Well, no, you have a good point. It's a combination of factors. A type 2 diabetic is very genetic, and your diet and your exercise program and all that you're following that enabled you to ride it. What, 3,000 miles? Is that
3,500?
Oh, my gosh.
3,527 miles. The 27 miles was tough.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, you're an incredible athlete, and you're a healthy person. You just happen to have type 1 diabetes. And it might be harder to control if you had the illness, but you're better off than a non-diabetic who smokes, has bad cholesterol, existing heart disease, hypertension, that type of thing. My daughter lives in Manhattan, and she's been holed up for, a couple months now. And but every day, at the end of the day, she works from home. She does exercise for about an hour, treadmill, Bowflex, that type of thing. And and then on Sundays only, goes to Central Park for 4 hours for a walk. Grocery shops, comes home, washes and cleans everything, and gets back at it.
I think Tracy had a great point that usually type 2 diabetes doesn't come alone. It also comes with obesity and consequent cardiovascular problems, and they didn't get that way by eating a perfectly balanced low-carbohydrate diet. They got that way because of diet and lifestyle factors and inactivity and so on. So whether it's chicken or egg, we don't know, but my gut feeling is that you are in pretty good shape. Not that you should go out and look for people to breathe on you that have COVID-19, but I have all the faith that you're going to be just fine because you are such a healthy specimen to begin with.
I would agree with that.
So you've got
Got
the amateur opinion and the professional opinion. So
you both are professional. And Marty, again, every time I talk to people about your show and what you've done for my life, you have saved my life. And I can't tell people without crying. And thank you again for what you do. But thank you, Dr. Torres. And I can't wait to come to your office next. So
okay.
I thank you both for your opinions. So we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Tracy. Hey. Yes, we'll hope you have you on soon.
Bye.
Bye. We got started earlier on stress and that, yes, Prozac was the go-to. And then people discovered L-tryptophan. And then there was a contaminated batch, and then back in 1998, the FDA used that as a good excuse to get it off the market. Anything else that's contaminated, you solve the contamination problem, and then it's available again. But they kept it off the market for years because it was such a competitive thing to the drugs. And we've talked too many times on this show about the incestuous relationship between the regulators and the pharmaceutical industry. But that aside, you told me a story I thought was really fascinating about a supplement used for anxiety. Please share that.
Well, we're stressed out because we have a lot going on, not enough time, lots of responsibilities, and when you're stressed, your cortisol level goes up, and that's a good marker of you're under stress. What they did was they took Marines, and they drew their cortisol levels, and they had their few weeks of training, and then they drew their cortisol levels. Of course, during that time, they only had 3 to 4 hours of sleep a night, rigorous physical activity all day long, and their cortisol levels increased 500%. Then they gave him a supplement called phosphatidylserine, and that strengthens the brain, decreases or increases your resiliency. And so they put him on this supplement, and after 4 weeks did another, what they call hell week, which is worse the second time around.
Okay, we've got to call it there, and we'll finish up on the other side of the break. Thank you.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. Long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Informed parents have their children take multivitamins. They know their kids do not eat a perfect diet, and that even good foods aren't as nutritious as they used to be. Most manufacturers of kids' vitamins use cartoon characters and sugar to hide inferior ingredients. They provide nutrients in cheap forms and in doses too small to help your child develop his or her best body, brain, and immune system. And don't be fooled by RDA guidelines. Those are not meant to promote optimum function. Thank goodness Bill Sardi formulated First in Class, the science-based multivitamin mineral that your child or grandchild deserves. Like his molecular multi for adults, the vitamins and minerals in First in Class are the exact forms the body uses, and it contains key nutrients missing in other brands. Easy to swallow, First in Class is in a class by itself and costs only 20 cents a day when you order three bottles. Visit LifespanNutrition.com, LifespanNutrition.com, or call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Well, we needed a show stretcher today. We weren't sure what we had to talk about, and now we're running out of time with Dr. Torres. And as a reminder, if you go to the archives of today's show on hbnshow.com, click listen on the menu, and then out of the archives, you pick today's date. I have a link to his website. I'll give out the phone number, but it's really best to go to the website, and then you can read all about the practice, the location, and everything. The phone number is 214-919-2350, and I'm going to turn the rest of the show over to Dr. Torres to finish telling us about Hell Week and some parting thoughts.
Well, so they took the phosphatidylserine for a month, and they had their second Hell Week, and it's even worse than the first time around because now they're really tough guys. At the end of the week, though, despite no sleep or minimal sleep, physical strain, activity all day long, getting yelled at, and what have you, their cortisol levels did not bump, and that's incredible. That's a sign that you're not stressed out. There's other supplements that do the same thing. There's one called ashwagandha. It's Indian ginseng. It's been used for over 3,000 years in that area of the world. It's not only anti-stress, it's anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial. It's protective for the neurologic system and the cardiac system, and it may increase memory and cognition in people that have mild cognitive issues.
That's what I like to call fringe benefits compared to side effects with medications. When you can do one of these over the medication and it works for you, you're working on one thing and two other things clear up.
That's exactly right.
So in the minute we have left, you had a parting thought you wanted to pass along.
Well, yes. We're in the midst of the pandemic and have all kinds of stressors of disease, of self, families, loved ones, and it's aggravated by the lack of our social interaction and support, economic stressors, restricted activities, strained relationships. And we need to do all things possible that promote emotional and physical health, including sleep and exercise, healthy nutrition, and prioritizing our lives and have normalcy as much as possible. We need laughter, positive, encouraging relationships, and most importantly, to realize our Creator is in control, give our worries and concerns to Him, build in His strength through gratefulness and prayer. And I mean constant prayer. All the heroes of faith went through incredible challenges and came through with flying colors.
Thank you, Dr. Torres. We're flat out of time. Thank you.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin.
As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplements you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.